Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters reporting New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is resigning after his corruption conviction.
Menendez had insisted after the July 16th verdict that he was innocent and promised to appeal. He was convicted of charges that he sold the power of his office to three New Jersey businessmen who sought a variety of favors. Prosecutors said Menendez used his influence to meddle in three different state and federal criminal investigations to protect his associates. The resignation gives New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy the ability to appoint someone to the Senate for the remainder of Menendez's term, which expires on January 3rd. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A bipartisan House task force has been launched to investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump on July 13th. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Tuesday the creation of a bipartisan House task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. The two congressional leaders said in a joint statement, quote, "The security failures that allowed an assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life are shocking. In response to bipartisan demands for answers, we are announcing a House task force made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats to thoroughly investigate the matter." The statement also said the task force will make recommendations for reform to relevant government agencies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris must choose a running mate in only a few weeks as Democrats prepare for their convention next month. While the list of possibilities could expand or shift, Harris has zeroed in on 4 potential candidates as she races to make a decision. One of the names being mentioned quite often is Arizona Democratic Senator and former astronaut Mark Kelly. Others mentioned include the Democratic governors of Kentucky, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the NASDAQ dropped 10, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. Unbelief in the U.S. seems to be leveling off.
The country has seen a surge in people identifying as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion over the past 20 years. But the growth of that cohort has slowed sharply over the past couple of years, suggesting that kind of sorting out of the American populace has been achieved. The nuns, as researchers call them, are about 22-23% of the U.S. population, which is the most ever, but their numbers seem to have stabilized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
HIV-positive people who are convicted in Tennessee of prostitution under a decades-old aggravated prostitution law will no longer be required to appear on a sex offender list under a lawsuit settlement finalized last week. In 2023, LGBT and civil rights advocates filed a federal suit challenging the volunteer state's aggravated prostitution statute, arguing the measure was enacted in response to the AIDS scare. SRN News. The stock market finished slightly lower.
Stocks held steady in a calm day on Wall Street as earnings reporting season ramped up for big companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow slipped 57 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged down 0.1%. Nvidia was the heaviest weight on the S&P 500. UPS fell sharply after delivering weaker profit for the spring than analysts had expected. Smaller stocks continued their big run. Russell 2000 index rose 1%. Small company stocks have flipped the market's leaderboard recently. They've zoomed higher amid hopes for coming cuts to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Two occupants of a fishing vessel are safe Tuesday after a whale surfaced under their boat, capsizing it off the New Hampshire shore. A Good Samaritan recovered both people from the water. No injuries were reported. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.